Chapter 8. Mary was different. She wasn't happy now. She was serious and cold.
"What happened, Mary?" asked John.
"I can't tell you. He said, 'Don't tell anybody,'"
she answered.
"I don't understand. Who is he?"
he asked.
"I'm sorry, John. I can't tell you,"
Mary answered. John looked at Mary.
"Please, Mary, I lost my job because I asked about you."
Mary was very sad.
"Oh, John, I'm sorry,"
she said.
"But I don't understand," John continued. "Why did you lose your job? I asked Mr. Clark about you, and then I lost my job. Is there a connection?"
Mary was very serious.
"I don't know. Did you ask other questions?"
John didn't remember his question about the sound of his footsteps in the corridor, so he said, "No." Mary thought for a moment.
"John, I lost my job because I asked Mr. Clark some questions."
"What about?"
"Do I tell John?" "I asked about my footsteps."
John was very surprised. Mary continued.
"In one of the corridors in school, the sound of my footsteps was different. Just for two steps."
"Twang," said John.
"The echo,"
said Mary. She was excited.
"I also asked about my footsteps," continued John. "What did Mr. Clark say to you?"
"He said, 'I know nothing.'"
Mary wanted to tell the complete story now.
"One hour later, he came to see me and said, 'I'm sorry, your job was only temporary, Mary. We don't need you now.' And that was the end. It was terrible."
"Poor Mary," said John.
"Mr. Clark is different now." He told her his story, and then they had dinner. After dinner, they talked again. The footsteps were important, because two people don't lose their jobs for no reason. They wanted to find the reason, and they needed a plan. They decided to go to the school and investigate. The only problem was Tony, the new security guard.
"We can distract him. Some of my students can make a noise in one of the classrooms."
"Good idea. I can draw a plan of the school."